They say give someone a fish and they'll eat for a day, but teach them to fish and they'll eat for a lifetime. At BMS World Mission, we begin by listening, because true partnership isn't teaching what's already known, it's nurturing what's already there. We work with local communities to build on their knowledge, whether it's fishing, farming, or something else entirely. And through the Global Church, we share Jesus and offer practical help to create a lasting legacy.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 14, verses 29 and 30. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water towards Jesus. When he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified. He began to sink. "Save me, Lord," he shouted. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning when this took place. The disciples were in a boat on the Sea of Galilee and had been battling with a major storm. Then suddenly a stranger appeared to them walking on the water, and they shouted out in terror, "It's a ghost!" Jesus then revealed that it was him, and that they had no need to be afraid. It was typical of Peter that he should be the first to respond, and he suggested that Jesus should invite him to come to him walking on the water. Jesus duly invited him, and Peter attempted to walk on the water, but with disastrous results. Within seconds, he was crying out to the Lord to save him. In one way, Peter's attempt to walk on the lake was really impressive. Although his faith was clearly not as strong as it needed to be, he did at least make the attempt, which is more than any of the other disciples did. I'm sure we all warm to his enthusiasm, even if it was rather impetuous. But Peter's fundamental problem was that he concentrated his attention on the waves and not on Jesus. He focused on the problem and was immediately overwhelmed by it. We all face problems and challenges, that's life. There's no way to avoid them. But this incident reminds us that we need to focus our attention on the Lord and not on the problems. When we place our faith in him, we will learn that we can be confident whatever the circumstances, and we can then see whatever challenges that are thrown at us in a proper perspective. Like Peter, we too will often fall. Sometimes we're overwhelmed by the problems we face. We feel ourselves drowning. How wonderful that we can cry out to the Lord and know that he will save us. But you can be sure that in the same breath he'll be telling us, as he told Peter, that he longs that our faith should grow. So let me ask you the key question. Do you consider that you are growing in faith? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for your patience with me when my faith falls short. Help me to grow in my relationship with you each day. Thanks for joining me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. Hope you have a great day today.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.